This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We really are approaching total information overload. Last night, at about 9:30, I was crawling into bed with my wife early. My children had gone to sleep. All four of them tucked into their beds. And I get an Amber Alert, but it's an awesome police department alert. Never gotten one of those. And it's stay indoors. Police personnel are in your area. Very dangerous situation. Stay indoors. So I go and I look out the front window. Streets are dark. Nothing's going on. No cars are going by. So I go to the computer, punch it up. 20 minutes ago, bomb explodes, or bombs, because it reported from two different streets. It was one bomb. Now they're saying a tripwire. That's four bombs in the last 3 weeks. One by our warehouse, one pretty close where I live in southwest Austin. And then I learned Kit Daniels lives more in north Austin. He got the same alert saying stay indoors. But, I mean, I figured I got this alert because I was 2 miles from the bombing. And I've talked to some friends that live near there. I mean, they heard it a half mile away. It sounded like a transformer blowing up. Owen Schroyer and Millie Weaver, two of our great reporters, were on the ground before media, mainstream media. Incredible. And they are going to be joining us today. I'm going to get David Knight's take on this as well. I did call one of my law enforcement sources. He gave me the best thinking on this as of yesterday before the latest bombing, because I hadn't contacted the source. In about 4 days, he was about to call me. He said as soon as he knows more, giving away part of it, that he will call me. But he said some very interesting things. And so let me just get that out of the way right now. The serial bomber may be playing games with super primitive bombs that are very dangerous for the person that even constructs them. And then upping the level of sophistication of tripwire to play some type of Zodiac killer mind game. Or it could be a very, very mentally disturbed individual. They're obviously disturbed, doing this for their kicks, but completely psychotic, completely delusional, out of their minds, not just criminal. But they believe that he's using, probably a he, obviously 99% of stuff like this is a male. Oh, that's profiling. Well, yeah, because profiles are real. 99% of the stuff is men that do these type of things. And he's using the trails. There are trails in East Austin that led up to these houses in the neighborhood. There are trails where this attack happened. There were trails near the other one. That way he can park, or she, can park their vehicle, get in the woods, construct the bomb, and then bring it to the front doorstep or the pathway. But, I mean, any shaking, it blows up. And that's the exclusive we've given you, is that it's a pressure bomb that's activated by the movement. At least the last three bombs were. I haven't got any word on what this bomb is. And that's real information. We're not just saying that. That's important information. You know, we broke the fact that it was very, very primitive bombs and very dangerous to construct. That came out days later on Fox News. So we have this directly. I mean, I'll just let you know, because this is all going to come out anyway. So I'm not going to give up our source, but they're not even really worried if it comes out about them, because people really want this information out. But we're getting this from federal and local. So there you go. We don't just have one source. And they're pretty sure he's using the trails. There's a lot of trails. That way, again, he can get a car parked one place, infiltrate when other people are on the hike and bike trails. He can't tell who it is, have a backpack, go set up the bombing, and then get back to their car. Okay, that said, we knew it was coming. We first broke it 4 years ago. Communist China is announcing a global credit score. You will not be able to travel, work, sell, or eat. You will be killed, basically, if they lower your credit score.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
It took the baby out of the incubator. My two children died on the front lawn.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control. UFOs.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental. Some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian, stop!
He denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high-level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I can honestly say that the news that I have in front of me is the most insane, the most crazy, the most confirming information about the nature of the New World Order that I've ever seen. It is total information overload. There was another bomb went off just miles from where I was laying down to go to sleep last night in my home with my children. An emergency alert saying stay indoors. And we've got the intel on how the bomber, the police believe, is deploying the weapons. We're going to give you that exclusive. InfoWars.com. Stephen Paddock, motivated by anti-Trump politics. True Pundit has their intelligence sources, which, by the way, dovetail with what I have, but I had to sign a non-disclosure. And I was shown video, and as a journalist, I wear a journalist hat, a pundit hat, an analyst hat, a rabble-rouser hat, a father's hat, a patriot's hat, a fighter's hat. But I'm shown information that's not criminal, and it's off record. Then people decide I'm not allowed to use it. I can't tell you. But I can tell you right now, this is a very accurate report. Hushed FBI intel report reveals Vegas shooting suspect triggered by Paddock's anti-Trump politics. And then it just goes on from there. And we got it directly from the hostage rescue team about how he'd gone to the Middle East, how he had all this paraphernalia, Antifa and Islamic. I was told look into connections to the Kurds and communist training with Antifa. That came out months later in the news. and they've been connected to bombings in Europe and the UK and botched attacks here in the U.S. I mean, we were given spot-on info. But they weren't telling us the specifics because that would be violating their orders. You could claim national security. You know, the national security is getting this information out, obviously. The left wanted to blame gun owners. How are you going to stop an Islamic whack job on a bunch of drugs? Found up. You expose it. You don't blame the guns. It's like, are you going to blame homemade explosives for whoever's detonated four bombs, injuring now, what, five people, killing one? What are you going to do about the wildfires? Because everybody knows, and the media has been told not to hype this up, and they've wisely not, but at a certain point you've got to talk about it. Every time the winds get up, there are anarchists and there are nihilists that go out and people that are socially envious, and they go out and they set fires because they're voyeurs, because they're pyromaniacs. We've always had them, but mental illness is up. People are on all sorts of whacked out drugs. And so it gives them a feeling of empowerment, of being somebody. How are you going to stop fire? Going to put a 5-day waiting period on that? Baseball bats, knives, trucks. Society is degenerating. Mental illness is exploding everywhere. People don't have any God. They don't have anything they stand for. Decadence doesn't satisfy them. And so they get more and more mentally ill. Some just become lazy and stupid. Others become very, very deviant. And they fall into a type of mass mob criminal psychology. The movie The Kingsman is basically an allegory of that. And they do have waves they can send over, flicker rate on television, smartphones that have been declassified for 50 years that can cause you to be more aggressive. They can also soothe you, but in that movie, they just dumb it down. And that's what's being done to us. But the globalists believe they have to let us know what they're doing as a metaphysical rule so that we have a chance to escape. And then they believe they karmically don't get destroyed by what they did to us, because if they tell us, well, then it was free will and we went along with it. That's why I've been allowed to be on the air. And that's why I'm not even really mad at the government-connected people suing us and the stupid folks over at CNN and poor little narcissist, raging maniacs like Brian Stelter and all of them. Is they're just trying to be somebody, and they don't even understand what pawns they are. Because anybody understands this, you understand you don't join this and win. You join this to really try to skydive or swan dive right into hell. So it's a resonance issue. And the wheat from the chaff's going to get separated. What do you think wars are? It's overpopulation. People always start killing each other. Well, we've developed all the technology, so our populations have exploded, but we have the same race consciousness that we've had before to start killing each other, and it's now being inwardly directed, and it's being directed at any pillars of success that would stand during the great cleansing, as the globalists call it, so that they don't run into any opposition during the collapse. They're going to use that collapse to clean everything off and then bring in their whole new system. But then that's an AI merged system, and it's totally dehumanizing and the end of free will, and is even worse than the satanic byproduct that we see taking place here in the West because of our decadence. That's kind of a satanic free-for-all. That's bad enough, but not purely directed human exterminism. Now, that said, let me move on to the next subject. You got Paddock, the leftist, hopped-up nihilist. You got the bombing stuff going on. I'd say the same profile as I said day one. And then you got this big enchilada. Coming to America, China introduces credit score for obedient citizens. Paul Joseph Watson, 2015, Drudge linked to it. The media made fun of it. Ranking the peasants, China introduces Orwellian citizen scores. Using, and by the way, this all came out before the Black Mirror episode that everybody references. That's where they got it from. The Chinese didn't get it from Black Mirror. Black Mirror 2 years ago got it from that popular television program. So But see, in Black Mirror, you can't travel, you can't have a job, you can't have a good house if you don't have a good credit score. That's the ultimate class system. Here's USA Today. You will get chipped eventually. So that's the whole pitch. Remember, we were kooks for saying that was coming. Now it's just in your face. Now, this is what broke today when we come back from break. Now this is true gulags. This is true ghettos. China to ban citizens with bad social credit rating from taking flights or using trains for up to a year. So you think you just get a Facebook strike for a week or a Twitter ban for a week if you tell a joke they don't like. No. That's all the model to project into the real world and your internet ID and your national ID. And then if you don't play along with everything exactly like they want, they start lowering it. And then you comply, but then they're able to keep raising the bar until with successive approximation, they'll be able to get you to slit your own son or daughter's throat and pour bloody martinis out of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the New Testament, particularly Revelations, is real. It's true and it's happening. Now, there's two ways to look at that. It's either been taken as a model of control, like a science fiction book, and is being deployed, but nevertheless, it's being manifest, or he really did envision all this, and now it's coming true. John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos. People keep asking, who actually pay attention to the broadcast, how have you accurately predicted so much of what's happened? You must have insider knowledge. InfoWars is the insider. But by that, people that actually research things and look at what all the other whistleblowers and insiders and historians and futurists and others have said, but also what the globalists have said, and the fact that they conceptualized everything we're living under really about 100 years ago. But in a lot of cases, before that. And that this is a managed civilization. And that we have been domesticated and made weak, and our families broken up, and men made very shallow, and women made very shallow, and just basically directionless, ahead of the big wiping, the big cleansing, as it's called. There's been lots of little cullings and cleansings and things, but those are just little beta tests just to manage, hey, can we give kids by the millions vaccines that we know, give them lower IQs and convulsions and give them cancer and let some kids die and then manage other people and see if we can, you know, just what the public will take. Get them to adapt, titrating the dose of death where you adapt to people being brain damaged or lower IQs or dying around you to where there's multiple people working in this building lost their children from vaccines. Killed them. I got family. Everybody I know has had horrible reactions to it. I mean, we're all victims, but we just muscle on. Because they know, those of us that aren't the victim mentality, we adapt. But if it's an artificial stimuli from above, it can corral us into destruction, not into overcoming. That's why you have to be conscious of it and realize what's going on and what's happened. And then you can evolve, not in the Darwinian way, but the way automobiles do or weapons or literature or culture. You can evolve out of that. You can adapt and overcome, as the Marines say. And this is it. This is the big test. I've been told that I passed the test because I understand it and I should join them, that you're a bunch of dumb animals. That you're soulless, dumb animals. Well, I've seen the people hurting the public, and they got less than a soul. They got something very negative and very bad, and I don't want to be associated with it. At a spiritual level, it stinks like hell. It stinks like failure, and I don't want anything. And plus, it manifests very badly as well. So no thanks, no thanks, no thanks. It's like a con game where, oh, be part of our contest. Oh, look, you're the winner in our system. Oh, I want to be in the globalist pageant with Henry Kissinger and Michael Moore and Lord Rothschild and David Rockefeller. No, thanks. And George Soros and Brian Stelter. You know what? I don't want to walk that red carpet. You couldn't pay me $1 trillion to go hang around with those mummies in New York and all the ridiculous evening gowns all just walking around glaring at each other like demons. I mean, it's the place I want to be the furthest away from. See, you're what I don't want to be. Got that? Good. I know you understand that. To the globalists. Now, I'm going to cover this more. Owen's going to pop in about the bombing in Austin that he and Millie went and covered live last night. Did a great job. Sorry for the folks that got really injured really bad from the tripwire bomb. We'll get into all the details of that. I haven't gotten into just the overwhelming, incredible news of the impending indictments of McCabe and others. And we're now here telling you from our sources that they've got the evidence. It's open and shut. And that they're just being very judicious about it. And that they intend to indict the whole lot. And people have been hoping for this. They've been praying for it because Washington is just for this corrupt system where both parties protect each other. They're crapping their britches because they know Trump is really trying to drain the swamp. So this is a critical time right now, obviously. We have a Dem congressman. One congressman came out and said, remove him now, get rid of him. And another congressman came out last night, Tom Suozzi, and made the bizarre comments about it's time to use the Second Amendment against Trump. So that's a call for insurrection. And that's what I said last week. I said, I can see they're about to go into real violence mode. The attack on the congressman and stuff was a test run at the baseball park. And I'm just telling you, I know Trump's already doing this, but when they're organizing violence and moving, and I can see they're moving with it behind the scenes, it's time for covert action, and it just has to happen. So if people kind of see InfoWars as a bellwether where the people sit, I'm just saying, I think the president and the military has to do what it has to do at this point. I mean, it would be negligent to sit here at this point while these organized criminals are saying they're going to overthrow the government and kill everybody and get rid of the Bill of Rights, and they're siding with the communist Chinese, for heaven's sake. I mean, we need to be judicious about this, but this is extrajudicial. It's out of control. These are enemy combatants by the very definition. Okay. Continuing. China to ban citizens with bad social credit rating from taking flights or using trains for up to a year. And that's how it begins. And in China, if you can't travel, you starve to death. People starve to death. There's dead bodies all over the place. Look it up. Totally barbarous. They're replacing humans with robots, suicide nets, mobile execution vans, harvesting Christians and Buddhist organs. And now, as we told you, once this is in place, they would then use it for total social control, the mark of the beast I was just talking about. So, if you've got a digital score and a digital ID, and it's tied to buying and selling, and it's tied in the real world, what you do goes into that score, the Internet of Things, that is the ultimate class system. All they got is fighting over being black or white or whatever. The whole AI is coming in. They destabilize culture. They bring down the civilization in an AI-directed takeover plan. And this is it. And the globalists believe they're culling the earth of a human infestation. They see themselves as super sapiens that are going to save the earth and move into the future. But first they must contend with a battle for earth. That's it. And this isn't a science fiction movie. It's not a drill. What they hate is free market. What they hate is free association. They're now removing the word God and Jesus and Easter from everything. I talked to high-level Facebook folks who just did tests where they put the word God in articles they wrote and they were blocked. Or they talked about God in a video and it gets blocked. It's all in live time. All of it's algorithm AI watching. It's here. And Apple's moving to China. They're all making their decision. The decision is they're going with the brain chip population. They're going with the mark of the beast. And China is going to be the leverage with their slaves to make it ubiquitous and to beta test it and to roll it out, and it's here. And the keys of the Internet are now being handed from the leftists at the CIA to the communist Chinese, as they promised to do in Davos, to honcho the entire operation. The desperate double cross is here, and Trump is desperately at the helm trying to right the ship under massive moron attack. If he fails, there will be weeping and wailing of gnashing of teeth, particularly by the fools that lower the drawbridge and help bring down the Republic. We are in our darkest hour. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much
much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, at least twice this weekend, members of Congress went on television and said, it's time to overthrow the president and let's use the Second Amendment to do it. Now, if I got on air and I said, let's use the Second Amendment to offensively go overthrow Obama, even though he's a globalist and a traitor, it would be up to the public to judge whether or not that was a constitutional action. But on the books, it'd be criminal. Remember the Hatari militia, they're being asked by an informant 8-9 years ago, going to the Knob Creek machine gun shootout. Well, what if the UN invades and society collapses? They're trying to take our guns. Well, they said, well, we're going to have to fight. We'll have to work with local law enforcement to fight, which we've had governors and mayors and others come out and make the same point when Obama was talking about the UN coming in and taking over and strong cities and all that. But now it's congressmen. We're going to play this clip on television. Here's one of them. Democratic congressman has caused controversy by suggesting Americans use the Second Amendment to resist President Trump. Representative Tom Suozzi, Susie, made the bizarre comments during a town hall event last week. We're going to play that clip. I got another congressman, John Garamendi, saying basically the same thing. And that's because their criminal network is being removed. We're going to cover this now briefly and then get into the fourth bombing, and this time in Southwest Austin, that just took place. And we've got inside intel provided directly from federal and local law enforcement directly on the site. But right now, let's go ahead and go to the congressman calling for open physical insurrection and the death of the president. That's what he's calling for. Here it is.
It's really a matter of putting public pressure on the president and making it public, which is hard to break through the news cycle and all the different things. And it's probably about going to the courts as well. This is where the Second Amendment comes in, quite frankly, because, you know, what if the president was to ignore the courts? What would you do? What would we do? So, Second Amendment is the right to bear arms. That's the way we have it. That's the way we have it. Anyway.
So he's in there to that soft follower, brainwashed crowd. It looked like they couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag, saying under his breath, you know, that's what we've got it for. It's what we need to go ahead and start doing. And that's what they're doing. That's why CNN, when that dirt bag looked like Dennis Hastert's brother from Illinois, that Bernie Sanders supporter, that Hillary supporter, went and tried to kill all those congressmen, but the security took him out in seconds and almost killed Scalise. So Wolf Blitzer had a guest on saying he wasn't a bad guy, he was a good guy. Stand up and see him. Wolf Blitzer nodded his head. So they're saying they're not willing to do the killing themselves. These cowards are telling mentally ill people and others, hey, you go out and you get rid of him. It's spinning out of control. He's a security threat. He's got to go. And Mudd's on TV saying, we're going to kill this guy. These people have had this country in a coma for so long, Owen, that they think they're invincible. And, of course, it's coming out that Paddock was a leftist. We had that from our sources. Whether it's guns or whether it's bombs or whether it's the leftists they keep catching, setting forest fires everywhere. These are nihilistic mental patients who love misery because they're miserable little cowards. Mudd is a miserable little chicken neck coward. And let me tell you, the real people in the CIA, they got their eyes on him because he's just one of these guys that gave the orders as a little blue blood chicken neck. You know, because his family lineage, I guess, you know, goes back to the original Dr. Mudd, only other person convicted of killing Lincoln. So it's funny, he's got this bloody bloodlust for Republican presidential blood. And I mean, Batmite over there thinks he's really a little powerful vampire. But see, if you were a little sack of cowardly, ugly, anti-male, just chicken-necked, anti-American filth, like him and Brennan, who says, America will prevail and crush you, Trump. America will prevail when you're a globalist. And you're the tyrant illegally spying on everybody. And you're the people trying to suppress the nation. It's incredible. And then the very outfit he's with, CNN, wants to shut down. They run fake news reports against us. They run reports saying that we say that the guy that's suing us, that does work for Hillary and, you know, of the government and all the rest of it, that we said he killed the girl at Charlottesville. Total lie. They never show where we said it. It doesn't hurt us. It hurts them. But they're going for broke. We'll get into the bombing next segment. But in the time we have left here, they're going for broke. And they're trying to get their average constituents. I had my daughters for a week, and they went for a week on spring break with their mom. Our school had 2 weeks of spring break. And they went up to Connecticut. In the middle of the blizzard to go snow skiing, and my older daughter told me that they were up there, and my middle daughter, that when a father learned who they were, began cussing at a 10-year-old and blowing up. Now imagine, these leftists are so weird. Antifa attack women. They'll do all this stuff, Owen, and now they'll yell at 10-year-old girls. That's how weak and pathetic and unchivalrous they are. But at the same time, they have no morals or no connections to reality. Just like the left supports Islam, enslaving women and killing gays. They don't care as long as they're allied with it. And it's a virtue signal to try to bully us. And all it did was make my kids love my message that much more and understand the truth that their daddy's a good guy and didn't say the things that guy was saying. And my daughters told the guy he was a liar and he didn't know what to do with it. An adult trying to bully him when they were up on the mountain skiing, and I guess mom was back at the hotel. So that's the type of stuff that's going on, Owen.
Well, the Jones lineage standing up to bullies? I'm shocked about that, Alex. I'm shocked. But it's crazy to remember when I was on this show probably a few months back, maybe almost a year now, where I was the bad guy after I got cursed at by a 10-year-old. Remember that? So they're okay as long as you're cursing and shouting and being, you know, ugly and violent, then they're okay with it. But when you were talking there, it was just crazy to go down the memory hole and think about all the craziness that has ensued just in the last 2 years, Alex. You had the Democrat Party get caught inciting violence at a Trump rally in Chicago. They had to cancel that. You had the guy that you mentioned go and shoot up the Republican baseball practice. How about Don Jr. and his wife get white powder in the mail? You've got this.
But it's way beyond that. You've got Rand Paul getting attacked.
Paul gets attacked. Look at this. Have you seen this, Alex? Helicopter carrying Jared and Ivanka experiences an engine failure, has to return to D.C. So, I mean, it's just craziness. And then you've got four explosions in Austin. I've got an interactive bomb map here now in my hometown of Austin, Texas. I have to look at this. It's like, what the hell is going on this planet right now, Alex? I mean, you can't even finish covering one story and figure out what's going on with this one story before you have to move on to the next one. I mean, you had breaking video analyzing the indictments that are about to come down on the Democrats and their team, and then all of a sudden there's another bombing in Austin. And you just scratch your head. There's no answers. Nobody knows. Now he's using a tripwire.
Well, I've got they think he's using the green belts. All these places have green belts where you can park a mile away with a backpack, come in, assemble. Very dangerous. At least the first three. I haven't got any info on the fourth bomb. Well,
and we got a shocking clip, an audio clip, video clip on the other side too, Alex. That's gonna. It's just crazy. It's just wild.
Well, the left is up there at town halls and on TV saying it's time to start killing Trump. It's time to kill congressmen. It's time to kill everybody. And the average leftist is ready to, like, you know, bike lock women in the heads or get in the face of a 10-year-old girl because they're so powerful. And my daughter said the guy was throwing a fit. A full-grown man was, like, screaming and flopping around. And this is mental illness. So by successive approximation, they're taking all these beta males and put them into these things. And now they go to town halls and talk about killing people. And they tell me at the gun shops, they say the biggest group is the left buying guns. And for a while, they were buying it because they were waking up. No, now they're buying them for war with us. So now they were always against the Second Amendment, but now they want guns. Well, you do like Paddock did. I'm not saying do it. You want to get back at us. You know, you go shoot up a good group of people. Don't leave a message behind. And then, no, you're going to blame the Second Amendment. You guys have learned how to false flag. That's how bad you are. That's how evil you are. That's who you are. You are the scum of the earth, wanting us to be North Korea, hating America. The truth is you have existential envy because you're trash.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run. Yeah, we've gained close to 100 TV stations in the last few months, and I've not really announced or put a list out because all they need to do is promote them locally, then the globals won't harass them anyway. It's just like putting out on air makes them come like piranha. But this particular radio station owner is a big patriot and doesn't care. And so we're going to do a big rollout promoting this because there are a potential 10 million listeners in this area. They have been trying to keep me off San Antonio for a long, long time. Two stations directly in San Antonio. And the juicy part about this is, look at all these big old FMs. So I'm very excited. We need some patriots to put billboards up in some of these cities. This is a big deal. I can't do all this justice right now, and I'm going to do some promos and put the website out. In fact, just bring it on into me, please. But the No Bull Radio Network and InfoWars working together, and that's No Bull. And then I can't go over all, well, it's 11 stations and even more. But these are what we're on now. And that's KCAF 92.1 FM, Kennedy, Three Rivers, Yorktown. KIBL 97.1 FM, Beeville, George West, Sinton, KIBL 1490 AM, Beeville, Corpus Christi, Alice, big military bases down there, KMFR 94.7 FM, Pearsall, San Antonio, Laredo, KMFR 1280 AM, Pearsall, San Antonio, Laredo, and I'm just going to have to quit there because there's too many to list, and again, very, 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 very excited. Talk about that, and again, we don't list our affiliates. I think we're up to like 270 or something right now for radio. And like I said, they're really coming after us because they know they got everything tapped around here. I mean, they know we actually have hundreds of stations going online, TV stations. You see, America's awake. The globalists thought America was intimidated. No, America was asleep, dumbasses. They like went in a cave with a bear that's hibernating, like beating on the head. Oh, you coward. You're so afraid. Oh, the bear's like, eh?
Oh, you're Russian. Somebody stop the Russian.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, God, it is. It's a bear. Yeah. We got bears over here, too. Anyways, we got the biggest bears in the world. Polar bears, Kodiak.
Oh, my goodness.
Polar bears are actually Russian agents. But I'm going to list all of them. It's just there's a lot more. And speaking of that, they are trying to shut us down everywhere. We need your financial support. You know, Daria pointed out, I'm like, man, the allergies are really bad. And she goes, take pollen block from the special quail from Japan that are then bred in France and fed a special secret diet. There's studies behind this. And yesterday I was dying of allergies, of sinus headache. I go, oh, yeah. An hour later, it was like 90% gone. And it did make my sinuses drain, though. It looked like Hillary when she's vomiting those green balls up in that glass, you know. The point is that pollen block is back in stock. It was sold out. It's incredible. So get yours today. Check it out. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLamp.com. They have a lot of great silver products, like the colloidal silver empowered toothpaste, fortified with iodine as well. But now my dad, the retired dentist, the same guy that came up with all the Super Blue products, has Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, but it's a little spray bottle. It's also good for topical, and it's got iodine. It's got other key ingredients in it, like the Super Sol Silver that's patented and got all these studies behind it. So be sure and check that out. Again, it's at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. It's Silver Sol Nano Silver. It's got all those studies behind it. Peppermint, essential oil, deionized water, and more. Iodine is EDDI and more. So it's amazing, and it's only $9.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. Some other big specials are there as well. Thank you for shopping with us. It's an additional 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip. Okay, Owen, you've been dutifully sitting there. But you were the one pointing out we should plug the stations. Oh, put it on screen. There it is, NobleRadio.com. NobleRadio.com, they're carrying a bunch of our shows here, mine and others. So we're very, very, very thankful for that. And so that is 11 stations and more. I don't want to say how many more, but the very, very awesome folks, great patriots. And so check it out. They do a lot of live events as well and so much more. NobleRadio.com, true patriots, putting their John Hancock on the modern Declaration of Independence. Owen, now back to the bomb map here in Austin.
Well, yeah, we've got a bomb map now. This is an interactive bomb map from the local NBC affiliate's website here, KXAN in Austin, Texas. It's just crazy to me. And, you know, I grew up in St. Louis, and, you know, we had shootings and stabbings. It's one of the most dangerous cities in America. You know, that's what happens when the Democrats got in control and shipped all the manufacturing out and created poverty. This is like they do in every other inner city. But I just can't even believe this. It's like it's almost surreal, Alex. It's almost surreal that I live in a city that now has an interactive bomb map. I don't think that these bombings are going to stop. I don't suspect the individual responsible for this to turn themselves into the police. I don't know if they're working with anyone or not, but if they are, I guess that would increase the odds. Somebody might go for the $115,000 award, but I don't think that that's going to happen. Now they're saying they're using, you know, tripwires, so who knows what they could be doing next or what they could be planning next. There's all kinds of trails in Austin. If that's what he's using for
that's the common denominator is there are green belts and trails everywhere, and these are kind of trailhead endings. And so he can park, and he can go in, yeah. And then he assembles it on site. That's the exclusive news that the police wanted us to have, federal and local, people that have been there, dealing with it hands-on, that it is very primitive, but very explosive, very dangerous, and that they're surprised this guy hasn't blown himself up. And so it's either some really sick, twisted person who's more sophisticated and throwing him off, or it's probably a whacked-out, seriously mentally ill person, you know, who might think he's, you know, blowing up space aliens or something. I mean, you never know with a schizophrenic. But the good money is it's either some kind of crazy voyeur who gets off the guys that set the fires and they're like the Beltway snipers, what they're comparing this to, or it is a complete and total cuckoo land nutball.
Well, I would imagine it has to be someone that has at least some wits about them, because I imagine it's not easy to create and detonate these things successfully as this individual has done.
I don't know. I mean, they're saying it could be to throw them off, but it's really simple. And it's a pressure. When you remove the weight, it blows up.
Okay. Well, I mean, again,
they're surprised he hasn't blown himself up.
Now, I want to go to a video, Alex. Do we have the video ready, guys? I want to go to this quick clip of the press conference from this morning. Now, one thing that I noticed in the difference between covering the last bombing, or the last two explosions, the third bombing that was in southeast Austin.
This is the fourth bombing. This is Tripwire.
Yeah, and then the fourth bombing last night. And you can hear this in other press conferences. The FBI, the amount of FBI, ATF, and law enforcement on the scene has
500
quadrupled.
Of them. 500
I mean,
of them.
It's like crazy. I mean, they are everywhere. It's like, it's just seeing that scene was just surreal. But I want to go to this clip. Do we have this clip, guys, from the press conference?
Yes, we have it. Here it is.
All right, go to this audio. Listen to what Manley said this morning. This is very alarming.
And that's the Austin police chief. And that is stunning audio, as you can hear, ladies and gentlemen. We'll probably download that. It's always critical to get the next clip lined up. What did he say?
Well, anyway, he basically says, if you see anything suspicious, a backpack, a bag, a box, a package, a wire, or anything like that, do not touch it, don't go near it, and alert authorities. So now it's like, are we really looking around every corner for a tripwire, a package? There was a backpack last night. Now, they have not addressed this in any press conference that I've heard yet, except for last night. They were also investigating a backpack that they found somewhere on the scene, too, and I think that's why they said stay in your houses until the sun came out. But I didn't hear any updates on the backpack.
Well, I was about to say, this could be a psyop by some private contractor group or some globalist organization. I'm not saying that, but obviously anything's possible. It could be Martians, and I'm not being serious when I say that. The point is that it starts getting a little psyop-y when it's, don't come out of your home, authorities are on the side, very dangerous situation. Well, I'm like a mile and a half away, so I'm thinking, okay, Kit's in North Austin, 15 miles away, he's getting these emergency alerts, don't come out of your house.
Yeah, they were everywhere.
Yeah, so that's like just the whole city comes to a standstill because somebody's bombing us?
Well, and that's why you guys have the audio ready now. That's why when you hear this, I want to go to this actual audio because...
All right, we'll see if the third time's the charm. Here we go.
Here we go.
Packages. The belief that we are now dealing with someone who is using tripwires shows a higher level of sophistication, a higher level of skill. And so now what we are imploring the community to do, if you see any suspicious object or item that looks out of place, do not even approach it, but instead call 911 and report that to the police department so we can send folks out to check that.
Any suspicious object or item now.
Well, can you imagine how many false calls this is going to be? But I mean, they have to say that. But at the same time,
it's just crazy. I mean, it's just like, really? That's what I'm saying, Alex. I mean, are we really now looking
at it? No, I told my wife and everybody, I said, do not touch any packages that come to the house. I'll look at them.
And then you would do that. Absolutely, you'd want to protect your family.
All right, we're going to come back and look at more of this. We have another guest joining us. An incredible time to be alive. Just so much bizarre stuff going on. We're also going to talk about communist China. We knew it was coming. Wait until you hear what the good old Chi-Coms are doing.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
The scientist at